Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's July 27, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, Planned Parenthood President Cecil Richards goes into damage control mode as she hits the airwaves to downplay recent videos showing doctors discussing the selling of body parts and organs of aborted babies. Then, the decline of our nation's public school system drops to an all-time low as middle school children in Iowa attend an anti-bullying conference only to learn about lesbian strap-on sex. And Donald Trump mentions a report by InfoWars during a campaign stop as the Mexican drug cartel continues to dominate the Rio Grande River. All that plus much more up next, the InfoWars Nightly News. To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an InfoWar for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping for the month of July.
Coming up later in our show, we'll have a special report about the Iran nuclear situation. But first, we're going to talk about the destruction of innocence, because it's very unfortunate that we live in a society where we blame the messenger. We kill the messenger instead of the people who are actually perpetrating the acts. You know Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, and the like. The list goes on and on. And now we have Planned Parenthood, but they're not blowing the whistle. They're coming after the whistleblowers. And we have the article, Planned Parenthood president blames militant wing of anti-abortion crowd for videos.
This has been a three-year, well-funded effort by the most militant wing of the anti-abortion movement in this country to try to entrap doctors and, of course, highly doctored videos, which show absolutely doctors repeatedly said, it's all been edited out, Planned Parenthood does not at all profit from fetal tissue donation, which is an important element of healthcare research in this country. I think what's not told is that, of course, these are highly selectively edited.
And those were the words of Cecile Richards. And she says it's this militant wing. And I will admit there are people who go out there to these Planned Parenthood facilities. They threaten the workers. You know, they may throw a Molotov cocktail. But what she forgot to mention, that right here in the city of Austin, somebody went out to one of these Planned Parenthood facilities and threw a Molotov cocktail that people who were just out there protesting had to deal with. You know, they're out there praying, a nice church group, and somebody drives by, throws a Molotov cocktail at them. That seems like a militant wing to me. And also, when we went out there a month or so later to do our demonstration from the Planned Parenthood facility, people literally came out hissing, growling, and crawling over trash cans to worship their god, Lucifer. It sounds sensational, but I assure you, it is true.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
Now, how many did I adopt? I kill my kids. A white trans which racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortion? tuitions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought
really?
You said
how many
three.
You pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynistic mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
Come on, and on! Get him on!
Wow! Watch out!
That's the guys that attacked Alex Jones.
It's brought about a big conversation in our country, these type of actions, because it's not just, you know, these goofy kid, I don't even want to call them activists, these guys who think it's, you know, counterculture to go out and worship the devil and kill babies. But it goes beyond that. It's not them that concern me. It's the people who work inside these facilities, these high ranking officials who come out and say, yeah, you know, we sell the liver. We do this. We do that. One lady even joked about how she wants to buy, was it a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, something like that. So now people are discussing this and they say, I don't want to fund Planned Parenthood. Well, I didn't want to fund Planned Parenthood to begin with. And people say, well, abortion's only a small portion of what they do at these facilities. Well, I can assure those people who may say that, I have no issue with them giving out free lollipops and pins at the front desk. My issue is that they're using my tax dollars to chop up babies. And now we have a report from Fox News, Taxpayer Calculator. And people are wondering how much money is Planned Parenthood actually costing the individual. And it says, here's a sample. Individuals making between $50,000 and $100,000 paid about $15 toward Planned Parenthood. However, those making more than that paid considerably more. It says if you make above, or I guess your household, $250,000, on average, you pay about $420 towards the organization. Planned Parenthood, though, is fighting back against efforts to strip federal funding. And they're saying that the controversial interview that Ms. Richards was in the other day, that the organization has broken no laws and slammed the groups that produce these videos. So this is what's happening. They try to spin it. Just like the other day, they came out and said Margaret Sanger wasn't a racist and she didn't want to kill black people. Even there are quotes of her saying that she wants to kill the black weeds and she's, you know, doing all types of other activities. So these are the type of things, the sleight of hand, they hope you're paying halfway attention just enough to get their agenda through. And once again, I'm sure there are plenty of nice people at Planned Parenthood who honestly care about women's health or whatever other issue, but I'm saying I'm not paying my money to have your babies killed. Just like they say they disagree with me. If your money was going towards funding my church, I'm sure they'd have an issue with that. Well, I have an issue with my tax dollars, even if it's only $15 going to Planned Parenthood. I don't want any of my money going to these type of organizations. Now, along these same lines, I can't blame Planned Parenthood for this, but in that video we just showed you, these rabid, abortion-loving, communist devil worshipers, and oh, it's sensational, but it is true. Now it's happening all over the globe, and we see China's Christians protest evil communist campaign to tear down crosses. And it says activists say that more than 1,200 crosses have been stripped from churches in China since the government initiative began in late 2013. So this is what's happening. They're even telling churches here in the United States to take down their crosses. We don't want you to preach this or that type of message. In Houston, they want to read the sermons before the preachers can even go up on the pulpit and preach them. This is religious persecution. And just like if you want First Amendment rights, we're not even talking about religious issues here. We're talking about straight religion. If you can have your First Amendment right to do and say and marry whoever you want, the churches have the right, the First Amendment, to preach what they want to preach in their churches, and they shouldn't have the government coming after them to do so. And since we're talking about bullying of the churches, let's talk about bullying of school children. Now, you would think on its face an anti-bullying conference would be something good for the children. Say, hey, this is how you resolve conflict. You know, sometimes the best thing to do is walk away, so on and so forth. But they went to infinity and beyond in one of these anti-bullying conferences. It says, at anti-bullying conference, middle schoolers learn about lesbian strap-on, anal sex, fake testicles. And yes, it is quite sensational, but again, it is definitely true. And among nearly two dozen speakers, only two addressing bullying, one attendee estimated according to EAGnews.org. The rest of the sessions involved the issue of how to pleasure their gay partners. Now let's stop right there. When I had sex ed in school, it was mainly about, you know, this is the difference between a boy and a girl, and girls have these kind of issues, and guys have those kind of issues. It wasn't anything about how to tickle pickles or all these other things that they're trying to teach the kids Now Today. And it goes on to say middle school girls from Humboldt, it's a population about 4,690, have the opportunity to learn how to sew fake testicles into their underwear in order to pass themselves off as boys. Once again, they didn't teach anything like this when I was in school, but oh, how the times have changed. And if you have an issue with this, then you're the one who's the problem. Just like we saw the article a couple years ago, if you're a guy and you want to walk into the girl's bathroom and the girls say, hold up, there's a dude in here standing up in the girl's bathroom, then the girls get in trouble. They say the girls are hate mongers and they try to kick them out of school and hit them with suspensions. But it's been going on for a while, and now we have a throwback article from the vault. Second graders given sex kits on a field trip.
Just when you think things couldn't get more ridiculous, a group of second graders was given a goodie bag filled with condoms and lubricant. A second grade teacher at a California charter elementary school passed out these hygiene bags to her students. They contained shampoo, soap, condoms, lubricant, and matches, among other things. Now, according to this report, the second grade teacher is friends with an outreach worker at the San Diego Youth Services. Now, the organization was the one that provided the 40 bags. They gave them to these elementary students, but the organization's CEO said that the bags were meant to help the homeless and high-risk youth. And he also said that the teacher who gave away these bags probably wasn't aware of the safer sex items contained within. So what is the issue here? Is the teacher taking these students to the homeless shelter and they're taking a tour and then they get these goodie bags at the end? No telling. Right now the school is on spring break, so the investigation will continue. But this is very similar to what we heard with the Chicago Public School when they told parents that they didn't mean to include those graphic slides teaching safe anal sex to fifth graders. Those slides were apparently put in there mistakenly, although this outrageous sexual education curriculum is actually in alignment with a United Nations report that came out in 2009. They were suggesting that it was essential for young people to learn about this type of education. Now, this report recommends that children as young as 5 receive mandatory sexual education that would teach these kids about masturbation. So these are kids as young as 5 years old. Under this plan, by the time kids are 12, they'll learn all about the reasons for abortion, but they'll already have learned for the past 3 years about how safe and effective abortions are. The United Nations says that these lessons will help kids develop a more complex understanding of sexual behavior as they grow into adults. Of course, it's going to be a more complex understanding. You're teaching 10-year-olds about anal sex. Why is the United Nations so obsessed with our children's genitalia? Obviously, this is part of a larger UN agenda to discredit the family as an institution and drive children towards the state for all of their answers rather than their parents. And this was actually confirmed by former abortion clinic director Carol Everett. She said agencies like Planned Parenthood teach sexual education to young children in order to sexualize them at an early age. And this, of course, ensures a steady stream of new clientele in the abortion clinics.
I want you to think of this as a business. People don't think of it as a business, but they have to expand their market. And who is their market? It's the woman who's having an abortion. And so who is the longest-term customer for an abortion clinic? It's a woman early in her teens who is going to continue using abortion as a method of birth control throughout her childbearing years. So they go into the schools. With our goal was 3 to 5 abortions between the ages of 13 and 18. But you cannot just go to these kids when they're 12 and say, I want you to start getting pregnant. So what we did was we worked to create our market by breaking down the natural modesty, separating the children from their parents and their values, and becoming a sexpert in their lives. My commission was $25. My goal was 40,000 abortions a year so I could be a millionaire.
Wow.
The last month I was there, we did 545. My income was $13,625.
With some of the recent shootings that have happened in the country, people are wondering, well, what's the next step? Do we need to ban guns? Do we need more guns? And now we see the Alabama governor lifting gun-free zones at state rest areas. And this is Governor Robert Bentley late Friday ordered workers to remove no weapons beyond this point signs at all state rest areas. The governor's move came following a back and forth between Alabama's Department of Transportation and the state lawmakers over the legality of banning guns in rest areas for all those outside of law enforcement. And we know proof positive that gun-free zone signs don't stop mass murders. You can look at any bank, liquor store, or the very unfortunate shooting in Chattanooga. So I think this is a step in the proper direction. And people say, well, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. The criminals, yeah, they're going to do what they're going to do. It doesn't mean you have to bend over and take it. At least you have the chance to defend yourself in this type of situation. We'll move on now to a man who did have his concealed carry and was able to save the life of a small child. This was a man in Cincinnati. He pulled out his gun, his concealed carry, when Thomas McCary was arguing with a woman around 8 p.m. Sunday night. And when the woman's brother, Patrick Ewing, I'm pretty sure not the basketball player, approached, McCary pulled out a .38 caliber handgun and fired three shots at him, Cincinnati police said. Ewing didn't get hit, but he did get his own gun out and return fire, wounding McCary in the leg. Ewing had a permit to carry his concealed weapon. So a guy comes out, he has his firearm, he starts shooting wild in the direction of several people, including a one-year-old boy. But a good person with a gun, not a coward with a gun, was able to stop the situation. And we'll end tonight with this before we go into more special reports. The Donald has mentioned InfoWars in his reporting. He saw the great report by Joe Biggs and Josh Owens of some smugglers coming over the border. So stay tuned. We have so much more coming up right after this on the InfoWars Nightly News.
What happened? So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff, drugs, swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across. And they put the drugs, and actually the camera crew, or the reporters, were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
All right, we're going to cut this segment short because I understand we have an urgent phone call right now from Admiral Akbar of the Rebel Alliance. Admiral, thanks for joining us. You know, we were just talking about the internet kill switch. And Barack Obama, you know, he just said that he thinks we should hand power of the internet over to the federal government. I think that sounds like a scary thought. And Obama says it will be used fairly and distributed equally. What do you say to that?
It's a trap.
What happened? Did we lose him?
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDfirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 556 technically in the 223 that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
Tell folks about their low-profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius. That's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high-end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of. It's a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people, just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon.
Coming up later in the show, we'll have a special report from Alex Jones. But first, let's talk about the Green Police. You guys may recall this commercial from back in the day, the old Super Bowl commercial. The Green Police are coming after you. And at the time, it seemed like a little funny, harmless joke. But it turns out that the Green Police are, in fact, quite real. And we have an evidence case of this in Florida, as a man was ordered by the city to keep the barbecue smell from leaving his property.
Unreasonably interferes with the comfortable use and enjoyment of property, life or property, or creates a nuisance. Okay?
So this is a nuisance.
So this dumbass neighbor over here, but nobody on this street, nobody on this street that's lived here for 40 years has ever complained.
I can't suggest what you should do if you believe your neighbor's harassing you, but I think you can figure out yourself, contact somebody about that. I don't know. I'm only here because of the owner. I'm only here because of the smoke.
Well, I'm glad you got some pretty good evidence of affecting neighbors, because you don't see no smoke.
And the insanity of these regulations does not stop with a barbecue pit. We have a throwback article from back in 2012, Paul Joseph Watson. San Diego residents could face 6 years in prison for washing their car. San Diegans could face 6 years in prison and fines of up to $100,000 a day for washing their car in their driveway or failing to pick up dog poop under new EPA-mandated environmental regulations related to water quality. So if you thought it was just with the barbecue pits, no. So if you do the most mundane activities, washing your car, failing to pick up dog poop, and I will admit, you know, it's annoying, you know, when you're walking through some grass and you step in some dog poop, but I don't think it's worth a $100,000 fine or whatever the fine may be. But it's not just that. So we're talking about barbecue pits. We're talking about washing your car. But what about if you just park your car in your driveway? That's what happened. And we brought you the report last week. Family threatened with government fine for parking cars in their own driveway. And this is out in Cobb County, Georgia, where a family had their kids come home from college. And instead of taking them out and say, hey, son, daughter, I'm glad you guys were out there making a good life for yourself. No, they have little snitches and they run around the neighborhood and they're looking in people's driveways. Oh, this person has three cars or four cars. And then they go report them. It's all the snitch society. And as abstract as this may seem to you, it has happened. So not just do we have the Audi commercial, we also have our very own Alex Jones joins the snitch society.
This is a Homeland Security declassified training video of how you induct yourself into total paranoia and false reality to overthrow freedom, join evil in the name of fighting terrorists that are publicly run by the hijacked government. So here is my mental breakdown joining Homeland Security right now, exclusive. Here it is. I already feel relaxed. Just listen to that music.
A lowly person and aren't part of the greatest supreme homeland people in black uniforms that I look up to, I'm still part of the federal family that Janet talks about because I snoop for them. And that's what America's about. Total schizophrenic paranoia. Absolutely thinking the terrorists are hiding under every table. Just think, they all look normal, but you know any of them could be a terrorist. Don't trust the public. Only trust Janet, Big Sis Napolitano, and Homeland Security. That's what I've learned. And that's what I do. Yeah, it's in the Communities Against Terrorism alerts. They put out hundreds of them. They say people wearing blue jeans are using cell phones with the terrorists. I work at a local internet cafe coffee shop, and it told me that there were people doing stuff like trying to have privacy or using voice over IP or communicating through PC games. Man, there's nothing these terrorists won't do. But the number one thing they said was they use cash or credit cards. That's a really scary part. There's a lot of them come in there, a lot of them using cash, and some of them even want to be anonymous and have privacy when they surf the web. Those are the ones you gotta watch. It makes me realize that most of the population are terrorists.
There's so many people using cell phones. There's so many people who've got screen blockers, so I can't remember what they're saying. There's even more using cash. The terrorists are everywhere.
Hold yourself together.
You can do it, though. You can do it for America.
Do it for Janet.
Finally, my life means something. I'm in the FBI now. Trust no one but Janet Dunbeetle Napolitano. No one but her.
You've always wanted to be part of an elite team. You got responsibilities now. Now get out there and start spying.
We have a large house blend, please.
All right, let me get that for you.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely one.
Listen, why are you paying cash?
Yeah, you all right, man?
I gotta ask you this. It's just a matter of national security. I'm an important person now. Is there a reason you're paying with cash?
It's only a couple dollars. I just usually pay cash when it's, you know, not very much money.
Yeah. Why? I mean, you...
I don't understand how that's any of your business.
But, I mean, the privacy is not what America's about. I mean, I've got to report you to Homeland Security.
Are you on meds?
No, this is the new Homeland. I mean, the TSA sticks their hands down your pants. I mean,
I just think you're acting kind of weird. I just want a cup of coffee.
All right. Yeah. Well, and I mean, with the inflation, it's actually $5 for a cup of coffee. Do you have some more money?
I get a cup of coffee, just regular. It's like
sure.
Medium.
Sure. Medium. Anything else?
I'll get a cookie too.
You get a cookie? All right. Sure. I'll get that for you.
It's a cookie.
My God, there's a lot of terrorists.
Hold on a minute. Can you pay with a credit card, please?
I don't know if I have enough in my account, so I'm just going to pay cash. Actually, I have a couple 20s here, so I'm just going to give you a 20. Is that cool?
Oh, my God. They're everywhere. Oh, they're everywhere. Oh, hold on. I got to get myself together. I'm Jack Bauer.
Can you get my change? Can I have that? Thanks.
You're being watched. The Homeland's keeping you safe. Okay.
By who?
Just get out of here. You're lucky.
You know, it's a pretty big boost to my ego to realize I'm a good guy because I spy on everybody. act like I'm sneaking up on him. All right. Oh no, it's true. He's looking at InfoWars. In fact, it says in the report that they visit extremists or radical sites. I gotta track him. I gotta do what they told me. Dun, 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 dun. I can almost hear it now. Dun, 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 dun. Oh my gosh, I'm a secret agent. Dun, 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 dun. Brave. I'm just like those guys on TV.
Yes, yes, FBI. I've got him. I've got him. He bought coffee with cash, and he was using a proxy server to search the web. Yes, yes, I've got one of them. He's definitely a terrorist.
Da-na, da, 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 da. All right, a little bit of dark satire there, folks, but this is really a serious situation. Where the government's running around trampling the Bill of Rights to fight terrorism, and they're running the terrorists and funding them and protecting them on record. I'm just going to keep hammering that till the cows come home.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem.
You traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I wish we'd go back to the days, I'm telling you, of getting my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street.
To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an InfoWar for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping for the month of July.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139. There's no doubt that our country is in serious trouble right now. And if you're wondering how on earth we ever got in this situation, well, I'll tell you how. When the Democrats showed their true colors, you got angry and you elected Republicans. And then when the Republicans showed their true colors, you got angry and elected Democrats. And when anyone suggested to you that both parties were corrupt and that neither side were looking out for your best interest, you acted like they were crazy. But the real definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's why it is vitally important that you wake up, America, and break the matrix. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Only days after the deal with Iran was sealed, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter said the possibility of Iranian aggression and the possibility that Iran will not obey the agreement, which is why we will keep the military option, which was the alternative to a deal. John Kerry echoed Carter's diplomatic blunder by attempting to calm the fears of Jewish leaders at a meeting that would later be described as an intense exchange. Speaking at the Council of Foreign Relations, Kerry claimed Israel would get the blame if Congress voted down the nuclear deal. Meanwhile, British authorities were so blinded by the Obama administration's one-sided nuclear deal, they reduced the travel advisory warnings for nationals to Iran. Of course, as news of veiled threats doled out by Carter and Kerry hit Tehran, in response, Iranian Supreme Leader the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei sent out a tweet depicting President Obama committing suicide. With a gun to his head, it reads, "We welcome no war, nor do we initiate any war, but if any war happens, the one who will emerge loser will be the aggressive and criminal U.S." A power struggle over the nuclear deal is brewing between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Supreme Leader Khamenei, whose top advisor, Ali Akbar Velayati, told Al Jazeera the access of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency or from any other body to Iran's military centers is forbidden.
Trying to develop a nuclear capability, and that's what concerns us. And our red line to Iran is do not develop a nuclear weapon.
The inspections were essentially the only concession the U.S. acquired from the deal, with the trade-off being the allowing of $150 billion in sanctions to be thawed, which would grant the Iranians' terrorist networks to be fully funded and globally operational, basically putting a gun to the head of the entire planet. Congress has 60 days to evaluate the terms of the one-sided deal with Iran, and congressional leaders are confident that it will be shot down. But Congress won't be able to completely block the agreement.
The first thing you do when you go to war, you put boycotts on them and you blockade a country. It is, in many ways, an act of war.
However, they can rein in a great amount of the sanctions portion of the deal.
Because of this deal, we will, for the first time, be in a position to verify all of these commitments. That means this deal is not built on trust. It is built on verification. Inspectors will have 24/7 access to Iran's key nuclear facilities. Iran will have access to Iran's entire nuclear supply chain, its uranium mines and mills, its conversion facility, and its centrifuge manufacturing and storage facilities. This ensures that Iran will not be able to divert materials from known facilities to covert ones. Some of these transparency measures will be in place for 25 years. Because of this deal, inspectors will also be able to access any suspicious location. Put simply, the organization responsible for the inspections, the IAEA, will have access where necessary, when necessary.
a deal that once again evolves into another shoddy excuse for foreign diplomacy as Obama's legacy leaves a trail of half-baked world government-molded failures. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It is a big idea, a new world order, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it was a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
But today, with Asia already outproducing Europe, India and China are clearly becoming part of our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form for the first time in history a truly global society.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea, a new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj, and of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Many times in history, incredibly horrible things can happen. Corruption can get completely over the top, and the public just doesn't seem to respond. But then there can be a catalyst that really causes a mass awakening. And last year, that was Jonathan Gruber, one of the architects of Obamacare, on C-SPAN admitting that they keep the public in the dark and lie to us and that the insurance companies wrote Obamacare to screw everybody. And that's when it went from being 65% unpopular to like 89% in major polls. But even though it's almost 90% unpopular and totally illegal, and even though insurance profits are up 40-something percent just in the last few years of Obamacare, still the class warfare crowd can't get they've been screwed. It wasn't a free deal. The hospital systems are collapsing. Corporate raiders are looting the people. Under standardized central global models that have already been deployed in other countries. I'm about to get to some huge information. But I just want to point out, so folks understand, there's a chance to stop the next phase of this. And that's Agenda 21. That's what all of this is. It's just a global treaty for global standardization of zoning, education, environment, healthcare, self-defense, reproductive rights, trade. That's what TPP is. It's just the next extension of that. A usurpation, private corporations setting up a world government. We're being conquered by banks, not tanks. That back in 2007, I produced the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, we show you what's going to happen in the next decade. And now we're here, six and a half, seven, actually almost 8 years later. Time flies. So 2007 to 2015, we're talking 8 years. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. So this has been going on for a long time, but now they have to break our will. They have to train us to basically accept anything and everything. Now, there's a new video out. As I was saying earlier, sometimes there's something political that happens that really gets people's attention. And what's really woken folks up in the last 12 months across the United States is something we warned of back in 2007, 2008, and it's in the film Endgame, is that under UNESCO UN law, that we've signed on to, so they have to bring us under it, all fireplaces, space heaters, everything's going to be banned. Here's a clip from Reuters back in 2008 announcing how wonderful it was that the EU was banning space heaters and fireplaces.
The war on climate change is brewing conflict in Europe. It's over EU plans to ban these outdoor patio heaters.
Okay, there you go. Boom, that's now happened. Now, let's move on along to 2015, the thing that's gotten people's attention. Not just this particular story, but from San Francisco to Tampa, Florida, from Austin, Texas, to Detroit, Michigan. They are coming in saying no more fireplaces, no more space heaters, and they've got little regulators out with these vaguely written international rules that they pass locally that are mirror copies, saying anything anybody finds objectionable, we're going to give you a fine for. And this video is in Florida and has gone viral at InfoWars.com, where the code enforcer shows up. They're barbecuing. Literally, you can't even see the smoke. The neighbor complains about it, and we now have that in Austin, Texas as well, and he comes and gives them a fine. And he says, hey, everybody else is cooking out. And he said, look, just complain on her. So the answer is just all tattle on each other. We have GMO poisoning us, 400 billion tons of glyphosate a year. Hard to believe number, but that's how much is dumped on things. All of this is killing us, but let's worry about barbecue smoke. This is the whole nanny state, and then it gives power to people to complain. This is all part of the rollout for this. And this code enforcer says, hey, if it's objectionable to anybody around here, it's banned. You can have smells on your property, but not off your property. So again, they're just training you to live under total tyranny. Here's the clip.
Smell again right now. But okay. I'm on your property. You're allowed to have smells on your property, so that doesn't count. Okay. But when I'm on the street...
Oh, my goodness.
You can't smell barbecue smoke on the street.
I can smell barbecue smoke. I'm suggesting right now.
Is that against the law?
The law says...
Can we read it again? Can't everybody around here cook out?
All I can tell you is...
Notice he says, all I can tell you, then he reads it. Anything objectionable. That's under the UN. Your speech is objectionable, it's banned. Now, big chemical plants can spew chemicals in the air on you. That's fine. It's all for the little people to have no rights. And then it just continues on from there. Florida man ordered by city to keep barbecue smell from leaving his property. Now, let's move on to the next story. This is from a few years ago. Micro apartments. Bloomberg himself is behind getting people to live in 250 to 300 to 400 square foot apartments so they can raise taxes on you, have higher property taxes, and have most of your living expense not be to actual square feet or quality, but be to pay government more taxes. So everything's being geared to basically take everything you've got, but tell you it's trendy so it's cool. This is all part of Agenda 21. California wages war on single-family homes. In recent years, homeowners have been made to feel a bit like villains rather than the victims of hard times. Wall Street, and then it just goes on from there that you're not allowed to have a family home. And they tell you all these reasons for it. It's under the UN code to have us be in compact cities for higher taxes and to end family units, as you know it, in these new high-rise tattletale buildings. Continuing, This is just this week. How a Seattle plan to end single-family zoning could change affordable housing. EPA's wood-burning stove ban has chilling consequences for many rural people. And then it ties into the social engineering. Obama just goes to Kenya a few days ago, and he lectures them on gay rights while they have terrorists connected to groups he's funding attacking their country. He lectures them as if that's the only right there is, the only culture there is. No other culture is allowed but the artificial culture of, quote, gay rights, because then you don't have children, then you don't have families, then it lowers population. We cover that in Endgame. And show their documents where they admit that's the plan to end the human community as we know it. I'm not against people that are, quote, gay. I can care less. I'm a libertarian. It's that this agenda is in stone to force feed this, not for tolerance, but to make everyone adopt it. And finally, California governor signs bill repealing words husband and wife. And they're now saying it's hateful for children to use the word boy or girl, so in public schools nationwide under Agenda 21's control of education, you're called purple penguins. Imagine a Kurt Vonnegut novel where you don't call yourselves boys or girls, you're purple penguins. It's a total cult of absolute brainwashing and control over the top at a level absolutely never seen. And then they say brown paper bags in Seattle, it's the model of the country, are racist and hateful. Well, now they're saying medieval-themed video games legitimize white supremacy, so any movie or video game set in a white culture is obviously bad. It's not allowed to even exist. It's not, King Arthur's racist, because where are the black people? Well, then I guess where are the white people in an African fable? It's where you don't know reading, writing, and arithmetic. You just know mental illness to obsess on any culture that's independent, any culture not controlled by the corporate plastic hive Borg. And you notice it's getting worse every few weeks now. This is the global rollout all over the world. This is Agenda 21. This is the green police, where they had Audi commercials 5 years ago, where you get arrested for having the wrong light bulbs. They even admitted in the San Francisco Chronicle that that was meant to prepare the public for the real rollout of it. And now federally and locally, they wear the exact uniforms from the Green Police ads that Audi ran during the Super Bowl 5 years ago. That's now happened. This is how they condition and prepare you. It's a diabolical takeover plan. We're breaking it down here on the Sunday transmission. David and I will have more info on this, and I'll be reporting live later today from England, where we're going to show the epicenter of the banking takeover is emanating out from the city of London within London to Spain, to Italy, and to Greece. And I'll be live all this week with David with reports from Europe, because the contagion is in Europe. They're saying as the EU collapses, they want to form a super EU. The answer is to get rid of whatever sovereignty was left, raise taxes on the people, get rid of their chicken feed, get rid of their entitlements. See, in the final phase, all your goodies will be taken, all your welfare will be taken, all your pension funds you earned will be taken, and all you're going to get is black uniforms and surveillance. Europe is ahead of us in this global New World Order takeover.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a free trial. It's all there for you at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can also share your username and password. And don't forget to subscribe to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You can see all the reports we do from the Daily Show, the special reports of the nightly news. It all gets put there, and also special goodies, special exclusive reports by Alex himself. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson, and that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports. And it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
you will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.